fresh air in. Some of us are in UK, but we are not okay. Some of us are in UK, but we are not okay. Eh? Some people are in China, things are not shining for them. Any law that needs to be changed, heaven will change it for you today. In the name of Jesus, every foundation in your father's house that is opposing your going forward, every written code in your father's house that is stopping you, I stop it today in the name of Jesus. On Thursday, we look at the book of Numbers 27. Give it to me, verse 1, 2, 3. And I'm going to, that's what we used to pray. And we are going to pray this morning. Any mountain that has stopped you, Sister Margaret, that mountain will merge today. It will skip like a ram. It will disappear today in the name of Jesus. The Bible said, then came the daughter of Zelophehad, the son of Alpha, the son of Gilead, the son of Machai, the son of Manasseh, of the family of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. A great family in the family of Jacob. And from the Manasseh, and these are the daughters, five of them, five daughters, five signify grace. The law in England, Sister Tony, is that women have no right to inheritance. Hallelujah. If a man have children and you don't have a male child, your own is finished. They will just distribute. In fact, they won't even pass it to your family. They distribute. These girls stood up. The law again is this. In the book of Deuteronomy is that anybody who challenged the law of Moses should be stoned to death. Anyone who challenged it. Do you know why people die in your family at a certain age? It's because they dare to make it. It's because they dare to succeed. But I stand between the altar and the porch. Anyone that says you will not move forward will die for you. Anyone that says it will stop you, that person will die for you today in the name of Jesus. Anyone who makes your matter their own matter will die without any matter in the name of Jesus. Give me a bit of power in this. And the Bible says, these guys went. Verse 2, give me verse 2. Went and they stood before Moses. They already said, if I die, let me die. There's no need to live and be begging. There's no need to live, man. And the power in your father's house is surprising you. There's nothing that cannot change. Grace is available for everybody here today to shift the boundary. Imaginary boundary will collapse for your sake today in the name of Jesus. They went and stood before Moses and before Eleazar the priest and before the princes and all the congregation and by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation saying, they stood where judgment is passed. They stood where they can be stoned. They are ready to die for what they need. Hallelujah. I said to somebody, if I live in UK and I'm not better off than where I came from, there's no need to stay in UK. Am I talking to somebody this morning? Please, I want you to challenge the status quo. You have relaxed over lack for too long. You have enjoyed poverty for too long. You have enjoyed being suppressed for too long. You are forming over what you should not form about. You cry to the altar and say, God, something needs to change. I was in this hall yesterday. I took off my shirt. I was doing whatever I was doing. And I said, God, I have come to a point. If you don't help me, nobody can help me. If you, listen, let's be real. How many of you will iPhone in the morning and say, can you give me a loan of £10,000 for another 2 weeks? Eh? How many? You say, what, Pastor, why are you messing? Why are you doing this to us? If I call you, Pastor, take, you will not take me serious. So the only person that can meet is Jehovah, who can answer at any time. This guy said, go to verse 3. Our father died in the wilderness, and he was not in the company of them that gathered together against the Lord in the company of Korah. Our parents did not do anything wrong. They serve God like some of us are doing. They serve God. They are not those who go to dance meeting and sleep. They go to dance meeting and do what is needed. They are not the one who goes to party and start fighting over food. They went there and do what is right, but died in their own sin and had no son. Having no son does not mean you don't have inheritance. In verse 4, you know, some family, I have four children. Don't let me finish what I'm saying. Hallelujah. There are some family, the women are more what? Powerful. Not powerful now. They look after their parent. Yeah. Right. They care. They know, they look at the mom's face, their dad's face. They don't want them to get angry. Yes, before the boy, men will look at it, they are thinking of their girlfriend first. They are thinking of their ego first. Why should the name of our father be done away with from among his family? Because he had no son. Hallelujah. They don't know they are changing what we change forever till today. Somebody will change the status quo from today. And the legacy you will leave will be for generations to come. Am I talking to somebody? Don't fight for yourself alone. Hallelujah. Therefore, a possession among the brethren of our father. Give me verse 5 quickly. Let's pray. We need to go. And Moses brought their matter before the Lord. He didn't bring it before the congregation. Those old men will have said, maybe some of them will have toasted one of those girls. And the guy said, no, me, you know, how you women do? Me and you, you don't even know your level. The way they will look at you, we speak volume. So if those one are the one gathering, sir, to take decision, they will say stone them to death. Verse 6. And in verse 6, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, God will speak concerning your situation. Amen. The daughter of Selah speak right. God is saying, whatever you ask today, you are asking right. Thou shalt surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren, and thou shalt cause the inheritance of their father to pass unto them. Give me the next verse so that we can sort it out fully. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a man died, God was saying to Moses, the Lord changed from today. If a man die and have no son, then shall cause his inheritance to pass unto his daughter. Even if he has no children, pass it to his brethren. Your mother, you need to cry today. Lord, I refuse to continue complaining. Change my story. Do we understand it? Lord, I refuse to continue complaining. Change my story. Nobody on earth can help me if you don't help me, oh God. Lord, change my story. Open your mouth and pray for yourself this morning. I want you to holler to God. Lord, change my story. I cannot continue like this. My life need a help. My life need a push. Change my story. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Whatever you don't want, whatever law in your father's house, whatever law in your mother's house, that barrier that stop everybody, can you talk to God? Lord, I am breaking through today. I am breaking forth. I cannot continue like this. I cannot continue. My mother struggled till she died. I will not die struggling. I will not die in pain. I will not die in debt. I will not die struggling. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Lord, change my story. I must be better than everyone in my family. I must be better than my father. I must be better than my mother. I must be better than both of them combined. The best in my family will look up to me. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. The law has to change today. The law has to change today. He covaranda yagada. He breadedede. He bakashogede. Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself this morning. Libra. Any little record and written law concerning my life. It must break today. Pray to yourself. Pray for yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Many of us are praying like we are the richest. You know, the rich people don't know how to pray. Hallelujah. They form to pray. They call God God. They speak for name. Somebody put it, he said, that is why angels will carry their matter to security guard. Because instead of calling God, they say, God, you are going to cry to God. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father, I am tired of the level I have. I am tired of waking up, going to bed without recording progress. Lord, my Father, change my story. Move me forward. Let me be able to do what you call me to have life to do. Let me be able to fulfill my purpose. Let me be able to fulfill destiny. Let my children look at me and say, our Father is blessed. Let my wife look at me and say, my husband is blessed. Everything I need to make my life easy, to make my family easy, Lord, give unto me today. Give unto me today. Lord, I am not wired to struggle. I am not wired to be in pain. Change my story. Change my story. Change my story. Weeping may endure for the night. The Bible says, joy cometh in the morning. My joy arise. My breakthrough arise. My lifting arise. Open your mouth. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Ligata yoga dagede. Ibregendo yegede. Lebada da 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 da. Cry to God. It is all about you. 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 Egere bada da da da. Ibanda gudo. Let da 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 da. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. The Lord in my Father's house. That Lord over these issues. These issues in my life. Oh God, destroy the law. Break the law. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. I must experience progress, oh God. My life must move forward. Something great needs to happen in my life this year, Lord. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Libra to la God, okay. That door must open for me. That lifting must happen. That settlement must happen. I am not wired to carry my load alone. Helpers of destiny, arise to help me. I am not wired to live a lonely life. Helpers of destiny, arise to help me. Pray for yourself this morning. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. I stand between the altar and the porch for somebody this morning. Oh God, that changed story. Change the story of your children. Change their life. Let them experience progress in every area of their life. Move them forward by the force of faith, by the force of believing, and the force of love. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship you, adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen. Let's put dance together for Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's be seated. I'm going to be brief. 15, 20 minutes. I will be out of this message. I've been in a prayer mood for some time. And I've come to the point that until I pray through, I'm not stopping praying. Hallelujah. Kebo loko to yegada. Ọlọ́run tó tóbi. I sense in my spirit that somebody has just moved into another level. Something will happen within the next 72 hours, and you will know that God is in it for you. In the name of Jesus, good news will not depart from your family. Mercy of the Lord will speak for you. In the book of Zechariah chapter 4, give me verse 5. God will surprise you this week.
Amen.
What is not working will start to work.
Likutan
pronto legado. Legade baranto kosho legede. In verse 5 of chapter 4, Zechariah, then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these be? Do you have an idea what all these things are? And I said, no, my Lord. Many of us don't know what we are struggling with. The day you increase the knowledge and you have knowledge of what you are going through, it will be easier to deal with it. Hallelujah. Malika Shubregede. A woman called me on Thursday night. We've just driven home and was saying, he said, Daddy, he said, I must not die. I said, you will not die. He said, Daddy, I must not die. I said, amen, you will not die. He said, I must not die. I said, you will not die. But she knew why she was saying that. She said, Daddy, in the next 4 days, in the next 2 days, I will be 60. He said, nobody in my family has recorded age 60. And I laughed. He said, this is not a laughing matter. I said, listen to me. Thank God we spoke. I said, I have had 2-3 experiences of three people that are very close to me. Somebody they will say will not be 50. It's already 56, 57 now. I said, people they will say will not turn 40. It's already in the 50s. I said, your own cannot be different. I said, by the covenant of longevity, we establish long life.
Amen.
I said, Mama, go and sleep. Hallelujah. I said, some of us have crossed the border where you are struggling to get to. I said, so you will cross. I said, you will cross. I said, I don't know too much of you, but what God is telling me is that you will celebrate 70. He said, I'm asking you to pray for 60. I said, what God said to me is you will celebrate 70. To the glory of God, the party was celebrated yesterday.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And she already texted me this morning that I woke up stronger than I slept. I said, God is good. Hallelujah. He said, and I said, no, no, my Lord, give me verse 6. I see Spirit of God descending on somebody.
Amen.
Life must change today.
Amen.
It is not ordinary service.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. This is the word of the Lord to Oluwakemi.
Amen.
Saying, not by might, not by power, but by who? By my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. God is saying to somebody, go ahead with what you plan. God will do it for you. God will sustain you in the name of Jesus. And in the next verse, it says, who art thou, O great mountain? Who art thou, O foundation of our father's house? Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain.
Amen.
And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting, crying, grace, grace unto it.
Amen.
My title today is, who art thou? Who art thou, O great mountain? Enough is enough. You have suppressed these people for too long. We live like we are on a borrowed time. Hallelujah. Things are tough, and it's like, you know, at times some people will insult you and you look at yourself and say, God, why me? And you just keep quiet. Because, listen, when power rests on you, sir, some things will not come around you. If you are frying akara, bake, is it being baked? Being cake. If you are frying it very hot, not the one they do in the kitchen, the one they do where they sell it at the junction, and the oil is very hot, who is the fly that will go around? When the fly goes in, what does it do? It becomes part of the protein. Hallelujah. Any flies that go there becomes part of the protein. Anyone who will stop you this year will die for you. Anyone that says you will not make it this year, they will die for you in the name of Jesus. In the next verse, it said the hand. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, verse 9. It said, the hand of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, not the father that laid it. Somebody will start his own foundation today. Amen. And mercy will help you to complete. It said, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. I pray that today, something great will begin to happen in our life in the name of Jesus. No matter how long the mountain has been, the mountain can go away. No matter how long the problem has been, the problem can be dispersed. Hallelujah. I don't care what you are struggling with. Hallelujah. If your story can be traced to the Bible, and somebody has gone through what you are going through in the Bible, and there is solution, there will also be solution for your own. Am I talking to somebody? Listen to me. If you look at in the Hall of Faith in Hebrew 11, look at all the issues there. But the Bible will say, and they overcame by faith. They overcame by faith. They overcame by their prayer. Your own cannot be different. Your situation cannot be different. You see, listen, when you look at Zerubbabel, he had all the qualification. He had all the degree, like on the thermometer, like many of us. Hallelujah. One little girl was talking to me. He said, do you know what education is all about? I said, that's a wrong person to talk to that way. I said, you know the number of degree I carry. Hallelujah. He said, you don't look like a teacher. I said, I'm not a teacher. I am a professor. Have you? That's another level of teaching, Abby. And I said, listen, next time you don't talk to people the way you are talking, can you close that your mouth? Because when you say, do I know education? I said, I said, how old are you? He said, I'm turning 17. And I said, multiply your age by 2. I'll be teaching for that number of years. He said, Then he said, I said, how old is your daddy? No, I go to two longer times. How old is your father? He said, my father is in the early 40s. I said, so you, maybe I'm will be the age of your granddad. He said, oh, you look young. I said, thank God. Listen to me. I don't care how long your issues have been. If it has a date, it can expire. Am I talking to somebody? You know, at times, things will look so fresh. We carry 2 crates of drinks from my old church. And it expired 2 years ago. And it still look nice. Some of your issues have already expired. You are just carrying it. Was it 2 Sundays ago I was praying? God said, it is already been settled. You are just carrying the issues. So, Zerubbabel was there. He was in pain. His hand has been stopped. If you look at the history of Zerubbabel, let's go to Ezra. Let me lay a bit of foundation to help you to pray. I'm not here to preach, I'm here to lead you to pray. Ezra chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. Let's quickly look at it. Thank you, the IT people. Ezra, E-Z-R-A. Hallelujah. My IT. Okay. Now, when the copy of King Asatus' letter was read before Rehum and Simzah. Ezra chapter 4, verse 23. I'm reading it on my own. Now when the copy of King Asatus' letter was read before Rehum and Simzah the scribe and their companion, they went up in haste to Jerusalem unto the Jews and made them to cease by force and power. Can you put this thing up, guys? I want you, if you have your own Bible, underline by force and by power. Listen, nobody is stopping you with this. There is force of power. There is force that is keeping you. It says that they are stopped by force and power. Now, verse 24 says, go to verse 24. You can see on the last line of 23. 24, then sees the work of the house of God, which is in Jerusalem. Sister, they sees the work of God. Eh? Not the personal work. Zerubbabel was building the house of God. They use force and power. So if they stop building the house of God, you think they will not stop you building your father's house? The building was stopped by force and by power. Listen, many of us misbehave. Not ordinary, it's by force and by power. There's a remote control somewhere. Hallelujah. There's somebody controlling. But when the prophetic word came, when God spoke, give me verse chapter 5 of the same book, chapter 5 of Ezra. When the prophetic word came and the man of God has spoken, in chapter 5, verse 1, then the prophet Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, even unto CFC. Hallelujah. Verse 2. Then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem. And with them were the prophet of God helping them. Now, I want us to see this before we pray. Since they were building, bricklayer were laying, plumber were doing plumbing work, carpenter were carpenting. Hallelujah. Which other people? Electrician were electrifying. But the prophet stood there prophesying too. The prophet of God were there. The prophet were not carrying paper. They were not carrying block. They were there canvassing, praying, prophesying, declaring every second that nothing will stop the work of your hand. Saying God will take you to another level. Hallelujah. There is a cooperation of all of them together. Listen to me. The word God put in my mouth today is that you will not fail. I hear what I've just said. What God put in my spirit to speak to you is that no more failure in your path anymore in the name of Jesus. That thing you have started, you will complete it. That thing you have started, you will succeed in it. In the name of Jesus, you are getting away from poverty. You are moving from glory to glory. This mountain must move for you. This mountain must keep like ram. You will carry your own baby. You will do your own marriage. You will enjoy your own home. In the name of Jesus, altars of your father's house will no more stop you. Oh Lord, help me. Oh, mountain of poverty disappear. Me and my wife and mama were in a property yesterday morning. Being rich, we sweet you. Huh? Being rich, man, it will sweet you. Hallelujah. I went to a conference in U.S. I was staying in one hotel. And somebody invited me, so I went to see him in his hotel. Jehovah. My hotel looked like My hotel looked like the car park of their own hotel. And I said, wait a minute. And we are in the same conference praying. How is it with prayer will be and my own prayer? When somebody is sleeping in this environment, poverty is caused to its root in your life. Any source of poverty, any root of poverty, any smell of poverty around you, I cause it to its root today in the name of Jesus. Listen, what they do is they weaken the hand. It's not that the extra four, go to chapter 4, verse 4. What they do is they weaken the hand of Zerubbabel. What does weaken hand mean? It means you have the grace to do it, but you just feel struggling to do it. Hallelujah. How many medical personnel people are here? Nurse, carer, doctor, or you work in hospitality. By the time you get to be, your life is no more yours. Am I right? They are finished. The money they pay you, they have over. In fact, they're supposed to pay you extra because they finish all the money. Am I right? That's why when your children welcome you, you start throwing tantrum. Don't worry. Mommy, welcome. What is it? What is welcome? What is it? The welcome. Hey, this house is untidy. Hey, are you, mommy, I just said welcome. This kitchen is upside down. It's tiredness. Those who earn the money, they don't want 10% of what you do. They weaken the hands. They make you do what you don't enjoy doing. Weaken hand, I'm just explaining weaken hand. Weaken hand is when you go out to do work. You are not trained for this work. You are just doing it just to keep the bills. One of my sons came home one day. They've given him serious beating of his life. You know, a part of his work is beating, slapping. I'm not lying. If you are working in mental health, they will slap you. They will headbutt you. You will want to restrain them. All of you are going down together. Am I right? You know, what day he just said, he said, Dad, I have resigned. I said, have you got that leg job? He said, no. He said, I've resigned. He said, Daddy, I can't continue. Hallelujah. What am I? They weaken your hand. Your life is no more your life. What they did for Zerubbabel, he cannot even pray. Hallelujah. But you know, if you're a builder, you build this place, you've gone to almost to the lintel, and they say it's not according to the plan. And you now have to remove the block one by one, scraping the block, and you stop. That's weaken hand. That's when you have salary, and they pay you maybe on the 25, 26. But on the 29th, it's not yet first. You are already borrowing. Your salary came into overdraft and remain in overdraft. It's weakening. But whatever power that is behind it, that power will crumble today in the name of Jesus. Yeah. I know some of you are rich, so I'm not talking to, I'm talking of those who are in the category of what I am. I'm not a salary earner. But I know what when salary comes and it's not enough. Hallelujah. Joshua 7:25. I'm checking it out. Joshua 7:25. I have 5 minutes. Quickly, young ladies. Joshua 7:25. It says, and Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. Can somebody say, powers in my father's house? Why have you troubled me? The Lord will trouble you today. The Lord will destroy you today in the name of Jesus. And all Israel stoned him with stone and burned them with fire. Because they trouble Israel. Oh, let's round up today. Zechariah 6, 12 and 13. And I'll give you 2 prayer points and I dismiss you. Oh, yes, Lord. I have two birthday boys today in tie. They are in suit and tie. If they had told me, I would possibly would have put on suit myself too. But this one lump sum, struggle with tie. Hallelujah. And speak unto him, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, behold, the man whose name is the branch, he shall grow up out of this his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. Please let me break it down. The man's name is the branch. He will grow out of his father's house, man. What it means is this: you will do what has not been done in your family before. You will become a pace setter. You will become the beginner of a new level of success. He said, and he shall build the house. Give me verse 13 and let's pray. Oh, yes. Even he shall build the temple of the Lord. He shall bear the glory and succeed and rule upon his throne. You will sit in your house and you will control. You will take charge. Mercy will speak for you. In the name of Jesus, and he shall be a priest unto his throne. And the counsel of peace shall be between them both. Brethren, listen. The word I'm bringing to you today before I pray is this. You need to break out from your foundation. Breakout is not physical. I'm talking of spiritual. You need to lay hold on God. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. But when you seek other things, nothing is added. What you seek is only what you get. But when you seek the kingdom of God, every other thing becomes a surplus. Every other thing you are that's supposed to be yours come easily. Hallelujah. I'm saying to somebody, your life will experience a progressive growth. Amen. Your life will experience a progressive growth. In the name of Jesus, I want you to take it upon yourself from today. I called my wife yesterday. You remember? Around 5:30. I said, from now, me and you and any of our children will take on this role. I'm not going to tell anybody. I said, we will continue to do it. I said, that is what we did in the past that gave us breakthrough. Being a pastor does not stop it. Am I talking to somebody? I said to her, I said, we'll do it. And I, as I was receiving the word, I was phoning her and I was rejoicing. I was sweating. And you know, what I was doing was crashing my body. I was still rejoicing. Because I know the way up is the way down. The way to make it is the way of service. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Serve in the house of God. Don't be a spectator. There are so much to do in the house of God. Seek God without anybody forcing you to do it. Without anybody encouraging you. Encourage yourself. The Bible says, encourage yourself in the Lord. Take up a step. You want to choir? Choir well. Huh? I say choir well, sing well. You want to usher? Usher well. We have come to a point in this house that other department we have to come out because of need. Car park attendant. Hallelujah. Because this car will double within the next 6 months. Our car will double within the next 6 months. Success is coming in a big way. Big way, I'm telling you. 2-3 Sundays ago, I was worried. God says, just seek me. I told my wife, I said, God says, I seek me. I said, let me seek him. Let me seek him. I increased the study of the word. I increased the power of my prayer time. I increased everything. Hallelujah. Some calls, I stop it. He said, seek me, seek ye first, the kingdom of God. Think of what you will do. Let me round it up this way. Think of what you did that helped you to where you are. What were you doing that brought you to this point? Hallelujah. when we used to be opposite there, I was telling to one brother, I said, this is what we do on a regular day. Every day, Monday to Friday, both of us were there. And we do this, we do this, we do this. I said, what stopped you from doing it again? He was giving me excuses. I said, no. I just remind you. Give the excuse to whoever you need to give to. The man upstairs. The guy on top. Whatever you are doing that gave you breakthrough to UK, keep doing it. Don't abandon it. Your excuse is only for you. I'm telling you. Go and check the Bible. How many people have given excuses to God? And God, listen. If God will just mute you, will just be looking at you. Say, when you finish, tell me. When you finish, what? Three things. Whatever you are doing, sir, that brought you to UK. Eh? I don't know. Some of you have parents, you have family in UK before you came. Eh? Brother Ken and Sister Anita Agatha are different from what we are talking. The children are different. But we no get person. We no know anybody. Is that how to speak the broken? This young lady now, no wahala. They will still give her even some BTA when she's coming. Hallelujah. But you, when you are waiting for somebody to buy your car before you can buy your ticket. How am I talking to somebody? When you have to sell your landed property before you can apply for the visa, and you know what you did, you know how you went to the house of the Lord, and you faced the wall when nobody was hearing you, and you said, God, if you can answer me one more time, if you can answer me this time, if you can open this door, my life will be yielded to you, my life will be for you, and you alone, I will serve no other God, I will obey no other instruction, I will obey you, and you alone, I will worship at your altar every day. No job will take me out of Sunday. No job will take me out of midweek service. I will be in your house. I will roll. What change? Remember the singular prayer you pray yourself. If your hands will not be weakened, remember. Remember when you show up in Israel. And you are not even sure what the immigration will say. Because listen to me. Everybody they send back and not forge, they don't forge any document. Am I talking so? People they send back, they didn't forge any document. Some of them, their documents are genuine. Their father's house will wait. How dare you come here? What is the prayer you pray at it? What is the prayer you pray at week? What is that prayer you pray? Whatever airport you brought you in. And the first 1 month, you are in UK and say, God, if you will settle me in this nation, I will do this. How are you quick to forget? How are you quick? How did you? If you forget yourself, don't forget God this morning. I am here to tell you that God can give you the power and the grace, but it comes to you. To say, God, there's this song that says, if you are going to do anything, don't do it without me. Don't do it. Listen, it will not be with you if you are available. It will do it for people who are available. Hallelujah. Can I shock you? People who identify with us who call themselves our member, we have more sitting at home than those of us here. For no reason. I don't just feel like going. I'm tired. But if NHS is inviting you for night shift, it doesn't care whether you are tired or not. Rise on your feet, everybody. Lord, I want to change the status quo. Please, what I'm saying today is this. Listen, when I saw this, my daughter singing this morning, I was so impressed. Hallelujah. Did I talk to you about anything? No. She came for the choir practice yesterday with them, and today took it upon herself and sing it. She didn't even say, oh, I don't speak Yoruba. They may start singing Yoruba. She still went there. What are you saying to God? Hallelujah. Out of the mouth of babes. Pastor, you say, we need to just do our part. Hallelujah. We'll just do our part. God said I should tell somebody that trouble has been removed. It's a trouble, it's a gang up at work. God said I has handled it for you. God said they will not succeed. They will not succeed. Because you're under the sound of my voice, hear me and hear God this morning. One by one, they will come to confess to you. One by one, God will scatter them. The grace of your life will take you on top. Whatever they are discussing, anytime they discuss this matter, it will end in good news for you. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Look, before we pray, can I share a testimony? March 27, I woke up. You know, there are people that are there in your heart. Not they give you anything, but they are just there because you know this foundation of their life. And I said, bro, pray. I said, a wind is blowing to your workplace. I said, I saw it shifting everything. I said, please pray that it will only end to your good news. I said, to end to your good news. He did not. He read it, he didn't even say amen or nothing. So one morning this week, he sent me a text and he said, my job ends in this company on the so-so-so date. I was worried. I drove to work. I think I came here that morning. That was a morning. I think I'll get up, met me here. They were measuring some things here. And I stand on the altar and I was praying, God, why all this? And so when I called, he said, they removed me from the website of the office. This is people director level, not staff level. He said, they removed me from the website. My portfolio was shared into three, and they gave two of it to the lower junior officers. Portfolio was shared into three. And they give two to lower junior officers. They said, I book appointment to see the MD. Nobody's willing to talk to me. And they said, I don't know where to say. But he said, I printed the text you sent to me. He said, I put it by my wall. Everybody can see. He said, I bring it boldly. And I start praying concerning it every day. A bigger corporation without him inviting, sir. Invited him for interview. And they gave him two levels above the level where he was sitting. When he comes to UK, we'll share this testimony. They gave him two levels in the new company. And the company is bigger. I mean, it's like when you say, let me give an example, sir. What are the name of the bank in UK? The small ones. Okay, let's say you are working in Metro. You are working in Metro and all of a sudden you are working in Monzo. all those bankers that has no office. And all of a sudden they pick him from Metro and take him to HSBC. Director level. Because somebody dared to pray. Who dared to pray today? Please, if you want to pray, let's rise with me. I want you to really pray. Whatever is weakening your hand will be removed today. There are two sections to whatever I'm saying, to three sections. Three sections. Number one, have faith in the prayer you will pray. If you don't believe in the prayer you are going to pray, don't pray. Just sit down and say amen to whatever we said. Faith in what we are praying. Number two, do the prayer. Number three, put the service into God. Hallelujah. Amen. Serve God. Look around. If you are here or in any church you are, serve God in whatever church you are going. Hallelujah. But I'm not calling anybody to church. I'm calling you to God. I'm calling you to the service of God. Whether pastor is there to see you or not, know that God is seeing you. Hallelujah. Few weeks ago, I called a sister. I told you. I said the church auditorium is dirty. I said the church auditorium. I said, can you, I will be there on Thursday. The person never showed up. And I remind myself, I say, how dare you? How dare you, daddy, to tell somebody that the church hall is dirty? What is your own hand for? Huh? I didn't blame that lady. I was blaming myself. No, that she didn't show up, did it? But I even have the courage to call somebody to come and clean my father's house. Hallelujah. This church, we go run now the way God would lead us. We go run now. We go run now the way. If Naotnia go be our usher, he will do it. Say with me, my father. My father, my father. I am tired of this level. Something needs to change. Something needs to move in my life. Oh God, my Father, whatever is not working, my God, remove it today. Change my life. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Call upon your own God. Elijah said, call upon your God. I am calling upon my own God. Call upon your God. Call upon your God. Talk to God. Tell him, Lord, I trusted you. Remind God the prayer you prayed that brought you to UK. Remind God the prayer you prayed the first month you were in UK. Oh God, remind me, oh God, if I forgot it. If I forgot it, Lord, help me, oh God. I want to serve you. I'm going back, oh God. I am going back to serve you fully with all my life. Talk to him this morning. I cannot continue like this, Lord. Talk to him. Talk to him. Help me, Lord. Something needs to change. Help me, Jehovah. Talk to him. Place that issue before him. What is that issue? What is that is giving you pain? What is that causing you disappointment? Place it before him this morning. Talk to him this morning. Talk to him this morning. Oluwa, don't yig ba pada, yig ba mi pada. Talk to him this morning. Just talk to him this morning. Oh yes, Holy Ghost. Ligate pronto, legate barende yegede. Talk to him this morning. Help me, oh God, my life must change for better. Let every power and force that is weak in my hand be removed. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. This is the second and last prayer point. You are going to pray, oh God, go to every offices that you need to go for me. Speak to every man or woman you need to speak for me. Upset every system you need to upset because of me. Somebody, you need to pray this prayer. One boss is sitting down looking for who to bless. And you are not even in the radar. But God said to me, if you can pray, your name will suddenly appear. In the name of Jesus. A guy committed offense. Listen before we pray. And the day was to go to court. They have updated his offenses 2 days before. Please listen to me. So they sat at the court. And all of a sudden, there's a power surge. And the power surge, before they could turn on the generator, every information on the system had wiped out. They plug it in. By the time they put the file, they have backup. The backup was 3-4 days ago. And they just updated his crime rate 2 days ago. So before they get back up from head office, it's not a matter of hours. The judge said, the lawyer said, it's not our issue, sir. That is, you read what is there. Can you make your judgment on what is there? Olorun anu wa mi kan leni. Set to me with your mercy. They gave the judgment that day because God was involved. Somebody, you need to pray. And he was discharged and acquitted. If they have to start again, they have to start the retrial. It doesn't worth the money. Somebody, you need to pray. I don't know why I'm saying this to somebody. I went to immigration court with somebody, and the judge said, if they do not appeal within the next 21 days, we will ask Home Office to give you the paper. He said, but if they appeal, then we cannot. He said, but is a man of God, he looked at me, he said, like I know you somewhere. I didn't know him. I said, maybe, sir. He said, I'm going to do something. He said, girl, don't prepare the paper to me until next week. We will send it. You know what he's saying? They delayed preparing the paperwork. By the time they did send the paperwork, sir, it's almost 14 days. So by the time the paper get to Home Office, they have no time to prepare appeal. I was reminded that lady 2 weeks ago. I said, did you forget how God sought you out? You are now forming for God. I said, the judge, nobody know. We didn't bribe any. I don't even. Oyibo judge. Oyibo, don't be. Say with me, my father, my father. My father, my father. As I pray this morning, what my case need is your mercy. What I need in my life is your mercy. Settle my situation by your mercy. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. All I need over my children is your mercy. All I need today is your mercy. All I need is your mercy. My boys need your mercy, oh God. My daughter need your mercy, oh Lord. My spouse need your mercy, oh God. My home need your mercy, oh God. My ministry need your mercy, oh God. All I need is your mercy, oh God. Where I cannot reach, let your mercy reach it, oh God. Office I cannot open, let your mercy open it, oh God. Cry to God. That manager of yours, mercy will speak to him. Mercy will open the door for you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Lord, we don't know the prayer Zerubbabel prayed, but we know prophet helped. Lord, I join my prophetic voice with the prayer of your children this morning. Let help from every corner come to them today in the name of Jesus. Settle your children, Lord. Take them higher. Let everything that is militating against their progress be removed today. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We worship you, adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's put hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.